The Chad Olson Show. This is the SOS Radio Network. SOS. Find today's episode and previous editions of The Chad Olson Show in the podcast page at ChadOlsonShow.com. That's www.ChadOlsonShow.com. Log on now. The Chad Olson Show.
Mother!
We were shown inside Georgia's Luger laboratory, which detects and prevents the spread of dangerous diseases. But pro-Kremlin media claim it spreads disease, experimenting on humans with cancer, the Zika virus, killer mosquitoes, and plagues of stink bugs. I asked the laboratory's director whether there was any truth to these narratives.
But we are not making Zika virus in this laboratory.
The killer mosquitoes?
But the level of the laboratory is so high that we can diagnose here the Zika, Ebola, Crimea, Congo, and many, many infection diseases.
So you hear that international television report right there, and the intention of that report was to try to debunk, quote-unquote, misinformation and disinformation and false narrative regarding the intentions and the capacities and the undertaking of these bioweapon weapons of mass disruption, such as COVID-19, used for economic manipulation, economic blackmail, and the achievement of political objectives like stealing the 2020 American presidential election via super constitutional alterations to election rule and procedure that were made possible because of, well, the dangerous virus that we all had to wear masks about and make sure that we only voted by mail and not in person. As if we didn't realize, as I told you back in June of 2020, I said, this is the way that they're going to steal it. The mail-in ballots are going to be the center of the fraud. They're going to have unlimited numbers of these, and they're going to use the Blue City counting centers, Blue City centers in the battleground states to flip this election for Joe Biden, and that is precisely what happened. So Russia and China sit back, and as we, the article, title of the article to open the program today, China and Russia unite to condemn hazardous American laboratories in the former Soviet states. Let's just cut to the chase about what all of this is about. Reading now from this article published in Newsweek in April of 2020. On Tuesday, Zakharova said that Russia cannot rule out, this is a quote, cannot rule out that the Americans use such reference biolaboratories in third countries to develop and modify various pathogenic agents, including military purposes. That according to TASS news agency. She singled out the Richard Luger Center for Public Health Research in Tbilisi, Georgia, where the U.S. military has been working with local forces in recent years. Russia invaded Georgia in 2008, fought a brief war against the country in support of the self-proclaimed republics of South Ossetia and Abkhazia. Zakharova said, according to recent reports, top-ranking Pentagon officials have recently visited to offer the Georgian authorities to expand the range of research and the types and virulence of viruses contained in those facilities. So this is not Alex Jones. This is not some fringe broadcast. This is Newsweek, April of 2020, where they talk openly about the installations BSL-4, 3, 4, and 5, level laboratories placed in places like Georgia, now places like Kazakhstan, and now places like Ukraine, where as many as 8 to 10 of these laboratories have sprung up, several of which are right on the Russian-Ukrainian border, doing this kind of research, and with the capacity and capability and set against the context, what is it that people would expect Vladimir Putin to do? Set against the context of what happened with COVID-19, the deliberate deployment of that virus for the scuttling of the world economy, the rigging of the 2020 American presidency. It's obvious how these methodologies are going to be used and employed, and the way that they have been employed to help buttress the cause and the agenda of the deep state and those that are pushing for one world technocratic autocratic government. This is what Russia is striking at. They are striking against military installations, both missile batteries, anti-aircraft and artillery, places with mortar facilities, and the ability to deliver these bioweapon payloads just minutes across the Russian border into the Russian Federation. So when you listen to the so-called defenders of democracy, remember you're listening to people who are talking about the deep state agenda and whether or not a country has been brought to heel and brought under the boot of the George Soros globalist agenda. The World Economic Forum, the Klaus Schwab agenda. If a nation has not been brought to heel, then they're a dictatorship. If they have been, well, they're a democracy, and that's the reason for that terminology. We'll continue to cover the Shadows and Show SOS Radio Network.
This is the SOS Radio Network. SOS.